So what was that like?
That was an unbelievable experience. Yeah, it was really good, really exciting. Especially like when you start, when you're going downwind and you really feel like you're flying. I don't know, it was a pretty surreal feeling. It was cool, really cool.
So real adrenaline rush. Was there any fear at all?
There was a little bit of fear, actually. Yeah, they sort of gave you this bit of rope to hold on to, and at one stage, yeah, I looked down and there wasn't too much blood in their hands. I was just sitting there holding on. But yeah, a couple of the dips where you sort of dip into the water got a little bit hairy, but yeah, overall it was really cool, really good.
Is it something you'd sort of like to get into or do a bit more often?
Well, I have actually had an interest in sailing. I haven't done too much in my time. There's a yacht here that took me out once, and I got to race with them, Concubine, a couple of years ago, and that was a really cool experience as well. But yeah, the speed on this thing was I'd never really experienced anything like that before.
Now, football is just around the corner. How's that been going?
Yes. Well, that's when I'm looking like this, you probably not think that's it's around the corner. But yeah, it is, mate. It's exciting. This time of year, I think everything starts ramping up. You know, the excitement builds. You can feel that the boys around the place are all, you know, eager to get into it now and actually, you know, chomping at the bit to actually play some games. So yeah, the guys are in shape and looking good and ready to go like most teams, I'd imagine.
And the new guys, they're all settled in because you had a fair top up over the off season.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was a fair turnover and brought in some real experience, which has been fantastic. I think all those guys have really brought something to us, and you can see that, you know, like I said about everyone eager to get into games, you can just tell those boys are really excited about what's ahead and just hoping to bring something different to the team, and I think they can and they will.
It probably brings a little bit of expectation on you, but I guess you'd probably welcome that. You'd rather people want you, expect you to go well than go...
rather than the other way. So yeah, and that's, we sort of deal with that okay. Like, we will deal with that okay as the season goes. I think we you know, at the moment it's really just about getting ourselves ready for games, and then that will all take care of itself. So you know, we're not beating ourselves up and saying that we're going to be, you know, the best. We're not saying you know, that we're not expecting anything. We're really just at the moment making sure that we're in the best possible position to get some success and perform.
The midfield's being topped up, I guess, with Rockcliffe. Is there more pressure
and
this
Motlop
year?
And even Watts can work his way through there, and Jack Trengo's come in. So there's definitely a bit more pressure on for spots, and I think that can only, you know, make you better as a player. And I think so far all the boys have really brought that into it as well, you know, into training and stuff. A lot of the young guys are really training well, knowing that, you know, the positions are going to be hotly contested, and that's the same that goes for guys like myself that have been around for a fair while now. So I think that what they bring is plenty of experience and understanding of the game, and I think that they'll bring another avenue for us, dimension to our team, definitely.
And the shoulder up for you went well? You're all back into full training?
Yeah. Got tested out there. That's don't tell the fitness staff that one. Pete, you got me? it's all back into pretty much full training now. And I guess at the end of each season, there's always, you know, players that have certain things. And me and Tom Rockcliffe actually had our surgeries a day apart or something like that. So we've sort of been going through together in our rehab program. But we're now... Now it's getting close to games, we're ready to go anyway. That's always the way you sort of time it well. But ready, all fine.
What stage are you up to now, training-wise? Are you going flat out, or are you starting to get match ready now?
Personally, or the team?
The team.
The team, they're pretty much getting into some, you know, playing match sims and all that sort of stuff. And we have been for the last couple of weeks, I guess. So, you know, it's probably one of the best ways to really get fit is... You know, rather than just running laps, is to actually, you know, do stuff that's relevant to your sport. So we've been doing plenty of that, and really trying to make sure that, you know, we're honing in on our game plan and getting ready for games that are coming up in, 2 weeks now. We've got our family day and intra-club, so it's all happening.
How do you approach AFLX? I know Danger was saying the other day that Geelong are going to play all the best players and really sort of embrace the smaller side of the game.
Yeah.
Do you use it as conditioning, or do you want to make it a real big thing?
Well, I think as a club, we've almost, and I guess a lot of clubs in pre-season training probably do a lot of that sort of stuff anyway, you know, that fast, smaller-sided games, fast-paced, high-intensity. And so I think a lot of teams will be pretty ready for it and actually excited for what it brings. And it's another opportunity for some young guys to get a game, but then it's also an an opportunity to showcase our game on a different size pitch. And I think, you know, even for us going, like our push into China last year, and I think that's a real avenue that AFLX could take, you know, trying to push into those sort of markets. And it's something that is new and fresh, and I think that, you know, the AFL world is probably looking forward to it.
It'll suit your game as well, probably.
Yeah, I think, I hope so anyway. That's, yeah, get a couple of kicks and have a run around if I play in the end, so I'm not too sure on all that, but I think it's good for the game, and like I said, just adds another dimension to it. All good?
Thanks, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Awesome. Thank you.